Welcome to Lockdown Trivia, the Unlock Your Brain podcast quiz show. My name is Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host as we choose four expert categories of our players and explore them together as we try to unlock this trivia game one key at a time. This week's episode features Mike Brownstein from Lafayette, Indiana. His expert categories are the 2016 Cleveland Guardians, American government, airport codes, and the Apollo program. Sign up for your own episode of Lockdown Trivia following the link in the description of each and every episode. You can play by yourself or bring a friend for a competitive or cooperative game. Now let's get started. Where are we going to start this lockdown game?
I will go with airport codes and we'll go with the unlock key.
All right, we're going to start off with airport codes. This is something that I think a lot of people like in the trivia space, and I'm surprised it took this long to get unlocked down. Mike, here is your unlocked question. With few exceptions, there are six letters airport codes in the United States are not supposed to begin with. Name three of them.
Okay, we're going to say K, Y, and Z.
K, Y, and Z are three of the six. Well done. The other three are N, Q, and W.
Those make sense as well.
Yep, the N is because it's for the Navy. The Navy reserves the N codes. And then W sounds too much like radio or TV stations, as does K. So there you go. Now you know. That's why you don't see those. You do see them sometimes, but not frequently. So
yeah, and I think K and W also refer to which side of the Mississippi River you're on.
That may be. I don't know. I'm not going to act like I have any idea. Mike, you start your game off with the correct answer, and you have one key in your pocket. What would you like to do with it?
Let's go with the World Series losers.
One key or unlocked?
Let's go with unlocked.
All right. We're going to test the waters in the 2016 World Series losers. This is a Cleveland Guardians category, but I had to poke fun at Mike. Here is your unlocked question. Now with the Cincinnati Reds, manager Terry Francona goes by what alcoholic-sounding nickname that he actually inherited from his late father?
That would be Tito.
Tito is correct, and Mike, it accidentally popped up as a correct answer a couple times recently in lockdown. The other one has not released as of our recording here, but Tito is apparently a popular nickname in sports. Let's put it that way. You have two keys now. And a strategic choice on what to do with them. Where to go next?
Go to the two-key question for American government.
We're having a chaotic path in this game, and I love it. Your two-key American government question is this. In Grutter v. Bollinger in 2003, SCOTUS upheld in a 5-4 majority that what racially based admission standard by the University of Michigan is constitutional?
Oh, I was just reading about this earlier, too. That would be, there's a phrase, it's a common phrase, and Michigan is well known for this, too. It's legacy admissions.
It is not legacy admissions that I'm looking for here. This racially based admission standard.
Oh, that's okay.
Is affirmative action.
Yeah.
That is the answer I was looking for there. Unfortunately, Mike, I do have to take your two keys, but it's early on and there's plenty of places to play. Where would you like to go next?
Let's do the unlock for the American government.
Can't be worse than that one. Here is your unlocked American government question. To override a presidential veto, both the House and Senate must pass the bill again. This time with at least what fraction of the vote?
It is a two-thirds majority in both houses.
It is a two-thirds majority. And if that many of them think it's the right thing to do, the president has to eat it. And you have one key, Mike. Where would you like to go? The board is wide open in the one key area.
Let's go with our losers for one key.
Your one key 2016 Cleveland Guardians question is this. Down 6-4 late in the game, what Cleveland center fielder hit an unexpected two-run home run against Aroldis Chapman to tie Game 7 of the World Series?
I love this because I have a fun story about it. Okay, so I have, at the beginning of my class, I do free response quizzes. And one of the things I tell them about is you have to know the first... I use Jeopardy rules for names in my quizzes. So I explain it to them. So I give them actually this question. And I tell them, you can't call him Reggie Davis. You can't call him just Reggie or Rajai. It's Rajai Davis, or Davis would be correct.
Yeah, Rajai Davis is correct. You have two keys in your pocket for the second time in the game, Mike. Where would you like to go with them?
Let's keep it with the World Series.
They are losers, but you are so far winning in the category. Here is your two key question. What Cleveland player, unusually a lefty at his position, actually grew up in Chicago and said, why'd it have to be the Cubs, when reflecting on the 2016 World Series?
And he actually just did a broadcast with the Cubs and the Guards separately because they just played each other recently. It's Jason Kipnis.
Jason Kipnis is correct. The Cub fans couldn't hate him. He was a Cub. He was a Guardian, and he was a remarkable second baseman, as far as I'm concerned. And he's also the correct answer to this question. So three keys are in your pocket, Mike. You want to keep rolling in the category, or you want to keep jumping somewhere else?
Let's do American government for one key.
The one key American government question is this. Coming from a Dutch word meaning freebooter or pirate, what obstructive legislative tactic can be perpetuated by a single committed member of Congress?
It would be a filibuster.
A filibuster is correct. Shout out to Cory Booker for setting the all-time record recently for how long you could filibuster. Four keys. You have enough keys to do anything you want or go to any question you want. Where are you going to go?
Let's go with Apollo program one key.
One key Apollo testing the waters. Here's your one key Apollo program question. Not part of the planned mission, what picture was serendipitously taken on the Apollo 8 mission, leading to shifting public perspectives on environmental issues?
So that was the picture of Earth from the moon. I think Jim Lovell took it. It's called, I have a name, and it's mostly blue. I forget what continent is on it. I can see the image in my head. I'm going to say I know there's a title of a book, and I'm sure this is wrong. This New Ocean?
Unfortunately, that is not correct. The name of that picture was Earthrise.
That's right.
No sunrise in that picture, Earthrise. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to take your keys again, Mike. But there's still an unlocked question in your expert categories. And despite the chaotic nature of your selection of your questions, a clear path forward where you could still kind of roll this thing. So where would you like to go next?
Let's go with the Apollo program unlocked question.
All right. Your unlocked Apollo question is this. Between the first and last successful moon landing Apollo missions, only which numbered mission was unsuccessful?
That would be 13.
Yeah, Apollo 13, very famously, was not the success that 11 through 17 were. And you have one key in your pocket again. Where to?
Yeah, I probably should have kept going with the World Series, but that's okay. let's go ahead with airport codes.
All right, your one key airport codes question is this. Get your head out of the gutter before you say what airport code for Pensacola International Airport.
Pensacola. That is Pensacola. Is it going to be PNS?
PNS is a very hard thing to say without laughing, and it's also the correct answer here, Mike. PNS is Pensacola International Airport, and you have two keys, which you can use to continue airports, or you could use to redeem yourself in Apollo. Where would you like to go next?
Oh, man. I am going to go ahead and go with Apollo.
Apollo, feeling better about flying outside of our orbit than inside of our orbit. Here is your two-key Apollo question. During the Apollo 15 mission, a northosite rock believed to be around 4.1 billion years old and part of the original moon crust was given what biblical nickname?
Wow. So It's going to be something about an origin. I'm just trying to kind of put myself in their shoes as far as how they would have named this. What do they call this rock? I mean, probably something to do with the Eden, because it'd be the oldest would be Eden or Methuselah, or I'm going to go with Eden's Rock.
Eden's Rock is a really good guess, and I love the thought process, because that was like, oh, what's old? They call this the Genesis Rock.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Mike, unfortunately, I have to take your keys. However, here's the situation. We have 5 bonus keys in front of us. If you get 2 of them, you will get back into your expert categories with airport codes, and the world is your oyster from there, as all of our 3 and 4 key questions are still available. So the question is, which bonus key would you like to start with? We're going to try to get at least 2.
All right, let's go with Who in the World.
Who in the World? Here we go. Born in 1965, what British and American musician named Saul Hudson was ranked number 2 by Time magazine and number 65 by Rolling Stone on the list of best guitar players of all time?
American and British. Best guitar players. So they would be, today, they would be 60. Oh, the Slash.
Yeah, this is Slash, and you got one of your bonus keys you needed. Well done. One of the playable characters in Guitar Hero Legends of Rock. And courtesy of Slash, Mike has 1 key. Which bonus question you want to go to next?
I love Guitar Hero. let's go with National Blank Day.
All right. The other change that happened is in Season 2, since I have scheduled people out so far, I now know what day it is when it releases. So it's harder to metagame recording date. As of release today, your National Blank Day we're going to celebrate is National Love Your Red Hair Day. So here's a redhead question. Among many other contributions to the fields of science, mathematics, and engineering, what redhead is often referred to mononymously and as the father of modern science?
Okay, father of modern science, I would say, Galileo.
His full name, Galileo di Vincenzo Bonaiuti di Galilei, but all you needed was Galileo. That is correct, Mike. You got your 2 bonus keys starting off there, and you can get back into airport codes if you want now.
Oh, man, I'm wondering if I should. Let's do it. Let's do airport codes.
All right, your 2 key airport codes question is this. Originally called Pinellas International Airport, St. Pete Clearwater International Airport now has what delicious and sweet sounding airport code?
Oh, St. Pete. I think this is the same airport you're referring to. PIE.
Pie is both delicious and sweet sounding, and the correct answer here, Mike. Well done. And now, as I said could happen, you have delivered. The world is your oyster. You have 3 keys, and every one of your expert category 3 key questions is open. So now we're all going to find out which one you feel is better.
Oh, World Series is going to be the best one, and I should have stuck with it.
Okay. The redemption is possible here as we go back to the losers of the 2016 World Series. Your 3 key question about that season is this. Cleveland's 19-inning win against what team, whose city is closer to them than all but one of their division rivals, extended the Indians' winning streak to a franchise record 14 games.
They played the Toronto Blue Jays.
They did play the Toronto Blue Jays. It was 6 hours and 13 minutes, not that I checked. And believe it or not, Toronto is closer to Cleveland than all of the other AL Central teams except for Detroit. So just as geographics would have it, if that was your backdoor, I wanted to apply that, and you didn't need it at all. You just remembered your ex complaining about it. So 4 keys are in your pocket, Mike Brownstein, and you can do whatever you want with them. Where are you going to go next?
We're going to stick with the World Series. Let's finish it out.
All right. The last question in the category is this. What alliteratively named utility player for Cleveland actually went to Boston for a short time in 2016 before returning to the Indians and hitting the final out of the 2016 World Series?
It would be Michael Martinez.
That was much quicker than I expected you to remember Michael Martinez. I'm not going to lie.
It was a double play. I remember that, and I get reminded of it all the time.
You know what? Consolation for the fact that the Cubs won the World Series. You got 5 out of 5 in your Cleveland Guardians category. Well done, and you're wearing the shirt to prove it. Mike, you can now go to any question you want on the board. Where are you going to go next?
Oh, let's do... I'm going to redeem myself as someone who teaches American government with American government.
4 key question
with
next?
Three.
Okay. Your 3 key American government question is this. In the Netflix series Designated Survivor, Tom Kirkman held what cabinet position 13th in the presidential line of succession, the office now held by Scott Turner?
I believe that's this is always in any literature the one they pick, and I think it's the Department of Agriculture.
It is not the Secretary of Agriculture, unfortunately. Tom Kirkman was the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. That is 13th on the list.
Oh, man.
I know. And unfortunately...
I've never seen the show.
You would love it. You would love it. Mike, unfortunately, I have to take your keys away. And here's where we're at. You have 3 bonus keys on the board. And your next question in your expert categories requires 3 keys. So we will get to all of your bonus keys here. But you must get all of them to get back to your expert categories. Where would you like to start?
Oh, let's start with before and after. Why not?
All right. Your before and after clue is this. A Netflix original political drama starring Tia Leone, plus the next in line of succession behind the Vice President, Speaker of the House, and President pro tempore of the Senate.
The show that comes to mind is Madam Secretary. It would be Madam Secretary. And it's got to be the oldest cabinet position. So I'm going to say, so it's either State, War, or Treasury. I'm going to say Madam Secretary of State.
Madam Secretary of State will keep your chances of getting back to your expert categories alive. That is correct. And it's funny because Madam Secretary of State is in and of itself one title, but it is also the correct answer to this before and after. So which bonus question next?
Ooh, let's do Stormy trivia.
All right. You're going to see that government seeps into your game quite a bit. Having what I know about you, I knew this could be a strong area to have fun. So your Stormy trivia question is this. After being placed on house arrest for 8 days so King Louis XVI could save face, what hero of two worlds was invited to hunt with the king and given a gold-encrusted sword by Benjamin Franklin's grandson?
So, it's Marquis de Lafayette. You're probably thinking Marquis de Lafayette.
Where are you from, Mike?
He's... Right.
Yes, Lafayette is correct. And you keep your hopes alive. And now we have a dramatic showdown on probably one of the toughest questions on the board in the Billboard Buster. If you get it right, you're going to get back into your expert categories. If you do not, your game will end right there. Your self-reported favorite music genre was 90s grunge or rock. And this is definitively a question about a band in that genre. So let's see if you can identify this Billboard Buster. Since its formation, this band that often goes by an abbreviation and formed in Seattle in 1987 has released 6 studio albums, 3 EPs, 3 live albums, 4 compilations, 2 DVDs, 43 music videos, and 32 singles.
Okay, they formed in 1987. You've got, I'm going to go with Dave Matthews Band because they usually go by DMB.
I think Dave Matthews Band might have been the trap here, Mike, because there's another Seattle-based grunge rock band that goes by their abbreviation. This is Alice in Chains, who frequently
that's right,
goes
do.
By AIC. And unfortunately, that is where your lockdown game will end, Mike. You finish with, let's see, 8, 10, 15 points today. So a passing score in lockdown. I appreciate you being here. I'm glad to have finally met you after hearing you in other podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike, do you have anything coming up? Anything you want to spotlight or shout out?
I would love to shout out. I know this will be old news by the time this comes out, but I will brag about it forever. My local disc golf club played our qualifier for this. So our disc golf clubs in Indiana, we have what's called club challenge. We get together as our clubs and face each other head to head in competitions in what I usually describe as kind of the all-star game for Indiana for disc golf clubs. We hosted the qualifier and we won. And our team never in the history of this event had ever gotten to day two. So, and we got to day two and won the whole thing. So I want to shout out my team for this because I'm still riding the high from when we're recording this a few weeks ago when this happened. So I want to shout them out for that.
Yeah, it will have been long ago, and Mike is no less happy about it. So shout out to Mike's disc golf club.
I'm still thinking about it.
Awesome. Mike, thanks for being here. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your categories. They were a lot of fun. And I look forward to a future appearance on Lockdown. We'll see whether you come back alone or whether you bring a friend.
Yeah, I'd love to come back. I'll definitely be doing that.
Sounds good. We'll see you later.
Sounds good.
Thanks again, Mike, for coming on. The one thing I do want to mention about this episode, it was probably the first time in Lockdown's history where I was forced to make a decision on how to refer to the topics of a certain category, and that is, of course, the Cleveland Guardians category. They are now the Cleveland Guardians. In 2016, however, they were the Cleveland Indians, and so when Mike was asking for the 2016 team as the category, depending on whether I was asking about the franchise or the player that was there that year or that specific team, it does kind of change how you refer to them, the Cleveland baseball team, the Guardians, the Indians, whatever the case might be. I do think it's important to, so long as it is at least generally acceptable, to be correct. And so in 2016, they were absolutely the Cleveland Indians. And I love that they changed their name. I love that they honored the city and their name choice. I think the Tom Hanks release of their name change was one of the best ways they could have done it. But I do think that saying that, you know, in 2016 they were the Guardians, that's not what they were. And so as long as it is relatively within reason, I think it is very important to be accurate when it comes to trivia. And I wanted to mention that. Since it was really the first time it came up on Lockdown. So if honest people disagree, that's something worth having a conversation about, and I would love to hear feedback on that. But if you heard a question asked a certain way, that was the thought process. Our bonus question from this episode comes from the Apollo program category, and it is this. With an end goal of establishing a more permanent presence on the moon, what recent space mission is fittingly named after the mythical twin of Apollo? While you're thinking of that, I want to thank Mike one more time for coming on and to invite you to be on your own episode of Lockdown Trivia. Season 3's signups have closed. Season 4 will be our tournament, but signing up today would get you into Season 5, and you have no idea what fun is in store. So play by yourself, with a friend, or against a friend. Season 5 is going to be a blast. Sign up today, and I can't wait to have you. The correct answer to our bonus question from this game is Artemis. New episodes every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. In the meantime, I cannot wait to continue to write, continue to learn, and continue to unlock your brains one key at a time.
And I have to tell you, from the perspective of a Cubs fan, whose grandparents have lived and died before they won again. And I understand that you have an appreciation of this too, now that your team is the longest drought. But I'm sitting there watching Game 7. I'm in the home of a dear friend who is a diehard St. Louis Cardinals fan. And we're watching it. Davis hits that home run. That friend leaves the room out of respect for me, because he knows that in that moment, I am trying to absorb the fact that this is my generation's Chicago Cubs moment, that we would be down 3-1 in the series,
be up early in game seven and blow it to the one person in your starting lineup that would never have hit a home run against Aroldis Chapman. Oh my goodness. I have goosebumps right now remembering it. It was traumatizing. I'm so glad we won that game.
That man is drinking for free in Cleveland for the rest of his life.
He absolutely is.